Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was watching my ostrich video.
Yeah. I couldn't stop laughing.
And
last
I had
night.
It on. It was the first time I had it on with sound and allowed someone who wasn't there to watch it. And I think it made him a little uncomfortable. He goes, oh, gross.
First of all, welcome to Between Ribs.
Yeah.
And Gina.
Welcome back. It's morning time.
It's morning. Brooke and I both have Snapchat, but just for the filters.
Yeah.
And we forget about them sometimes.
I mean, we forgot about them for so long.
For a very long time.
That we had to re-download the app.
You did.
I did.
I think I still had it on there. Yeah, so we had some fun the other night just doing Snapchat filters. We did one with the ostrich. And it was disgusting because Brooke's teeth are all like bright white. And I'd been drinking wine and I just had like black teeth.
And dude, I mean.
And we did the ostrich one. And so it's Brooke's teeth. You know,
Yeah, it's just like your mouth. And your eyes.
Your eyes were bloodshot, though.
They were so bloodshot, dude. So bad. It looked fine when I was looking straight forward, but the second I started, like, I would look left to right, like, hard, too. I'd, like, look hard left, hard right. And they were just so bloodshot.
And then it, like, flips to mine, and it's just black teeth. So gross.
God, they were probably bloodshot because the alcohol, I don't even know if that happens, but it did. Also, I was laughing so hard. We laughed so hard. I was crying for probably like 45 minutes. Oh, man.
Yeah, we both were.
It was funny.
So,
yeah. What's up? We are sitting on the couch. It's pretty early. Usual. This is definitely the earliest we've wanted to talk to you guys. Usually we wait till the afternoon.
Until we're more awake. Yep. I haven't had any caffeine yet.
I had a cup. Could use more.
Yeah.
Dude, I got this weird indention on my leg. Feel it.
Wait, feel it or feel it?
Feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You feel it?
I feel it. I can feel it.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is weird.
Why is that doing that?
I don't know. Our bodies do weird things.
It's like just the... As you get older, your cellulite dimples.
That's not cellulite.
Get
so
bigger.
Dumb.
No, I'm just kidding. I just call that a dent. But it is like a dent.
It's a giant dent.
It's like a big, huge dent.
Yeah, you got dents.
Oh, man. No dents, man.
No dents, man.
All right, guys. What we wanted to talk about, actually, Gemma, let Gina take the...
Well, no. Don't give
Why?
Me the wheel.
Fine. Do you want me to start then?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys. Do you remember... Do you guys remember...
Sorry.
Do you remember this is going to come out.
Well,
this is like a week ago.
Yeah.
When women everywhere were posting pictures on Instagram of a black and white photo of themselves, and I did it, so did Gina. Because it was this hashtag women
supporting
women. And
hashtag challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Hashtag, so you get nominated.
Yeah. Hashtag challenge accepted.
And I hate that.
So I, for instance, I just started getting tagged in this shit. People were sending it to me and I'm like, wait, what is this? And I had friends and like a lot of people I don't personally know, but, you know me, posting these beautiful photos of themselves, black and white. It was, the challenge was you did a photo of only yourself, put it in black and white, you posted it, you hashtag challenge accepted, and then it was also women supporting women. That's all we knew. That's all I knew. And I didn't just like rush to jump into this.
Right.
I mean, I got tagged all day, so many different things. And like I was telling Gina, like a lot of girls, because sometimes when those challenges pop up, it's like, I'm just going to jump into it. You know, all the information that I had from it, which is all I thought I needed, was very straightforward via Instagram message and stuff I was reading. And not only just from like, you know, from people that are pretty well known mm-hmm. and that I consider to be, you know, they have more credibility in being like a strong, powerful woman with really wonderful influence, right? Not just like Instagram models or,
right,
you know, women that like always just post pictures of themselves and just want, you know, gratification. It's like, right. Like Arielle, I can't remember her last name. She's hilarious. She's like a comedian. Wonderful woman. I don't know her personally. Would love to. She did it and I was, you know, so I finally did it. I didn't want to. I posted the photo. I just wrote a little saying next to it. And then I nominated some women that I knew hadn't been nominated yet that are like friends of mine, one being Gina Chancharulo. Yes. And just asked them to do it too. And it was just me, you know, in a way, like saying like, hey, I support you and you're
a badass woman.
You're a badass woman and you're important. And, right, and I respect
that's
you.
What we thought that it was, yes, about.
And I'm here for you and I'll stand with you. And that's all I knew. And then Gina, take it away.
Oh, well, I had a friend of ours, Miriam, had posted something and it was about the hashtag challenge accepted. So I read it and I thought, oh my God, that's not what it is at all.
No.
And so I think that we felt compelled to talk about it today just because we didn't want to take away from the original message.
Yep.
I mean, support women supporting women. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all about that. But it originated
it meant more.
Right.
It meant more than what it turned into, right, on a public platform.
Right. So basically, I don't know a ton about it. I only pulled up one of the things that I had saved. I posted something on my story, but basically it started out in, for Turkish women, because Turkish women are being, murdered at an alarming rate. In this one, it said, in July alone, 40 women have been murdered so far, almost always by their close male relatives. So it's men killing women. There was a university student, Pinar, was reported missing July 16th. She had last been seen waiting for a bus in, I'm going to butcher it, Mugla province. After days waiting, her body was exhumed. She was beaten, strangled, and buried in a barrel. Her killer is known and has been taken into custody mostly due to social media coverage. When killings are reported, many are written off and hidden. The defendant usually is either released soon or receives a comically light sentence. And so I guess what how it originated was that they were seeing so many women in the newspaper in black and white.
Printed in
black and white. And so this was their way of trying to bring awareness to mm-hmm. that. And
what we had is just a big
domestic violence that they're dealing with. And it's not just there. There's plenty of people that in, you know, the United States, that women that are being killed, people of color, you know, that you never hear anything about.
No,
they don't investigate or they don't get charged. So anyway, we just wanted to really bring.
Yeah, I'm going to read this.
Okay, go.
Jenny LaBaugh, great friend of mine. She posted about this and I was reading it. She said, I've been pretty silent on social media lately, but this deserves attention and awareness and support. This black and white challenge started in Turkey as a way for women to raise their voices and stand in solidarity for the women lost to incidents of femicide. 27-year-old Pinar was murdered in Turkey by her boyfriend. She was beaten, strangled, and then burned in a garbage bin and covered in concrete. In 2019, 474 women were murdered in Turkey. And for 2020, due to being stuck at home with COVID, numbers are expected to rise. Violence against women and honor killings. I mean, it's H-N-O.
Honor killings. Yeah.
Yeah. Honor killings are prevalent in Turkey. In 2011, Turkey was the first country to adopt groundbreaking legal framework dedicated to protecting women. Since then, conservative parties have tried to roll back legislations saying that it threatens traditional family values. What the hell? That's what she writes. Should I have seen this
honor
challenge?
Honor killing is for if they think that you're not going by their religion.
Rules. Yeah, okay.
Their religion or, yeah, maybe their
she just said,
rules.
I've seen this challenge going around with beautiful, empowering black and white pictures of my friends going around, social, but I didn't know why. There was an explanation. We all know this just doesn't happen in Turkey. It's been and is a worldwide problem, and it needs to change. Change starts with the awareness. One powerful thing about social media is the ability to spread awareness quickly. So today I nominate the following strong, empowering women to accept this challenge. So, and she listed a bunch of women.
Which I think that would have been...
Oh, my nose is itching.
But I'm wondering where it got lost in the translation.
We had a big game of telephone.
Yeah, and at what point did somebody decide, forget that part. This is about strong women. And it's like,
yeah.
Where did that not get passed on?
I have no
idea. I know. It's crazy to me. It's crazy. And you know, social media is a very powerful tool, and it's great that we have it for these kinds of things. But we all have to, including myself, be more responsible in really figuring out where this came from.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that we posted something terrible.
No.
I mean, it's still a good message.
No, it's...
But it needs to have that original message added to it.
Dude, and just think about, like, as simple as, like, this little lack of communication, like, extended communication, like, right. You know, over something like this, over, like, we still, you know, it's still talking about women and supporting each other and all this stuff, but slowly leaving out, like, the important details. Just think about all the shit that we are getting screwed up because of social media. Like, this is like a prime example.
Right.
And so many of us in this time, it's like, this is where we get all of our news. This is where we get all of our information.
Right.
This is where we think everything's like Bible because it was on social media and because people that we follow and like respect and support, they say it. Like, that's what I fell into with this. Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, it was a great thing to jump into. And I will say that I put off doing it for an entire day, but there it was like rapid in that one day of not doing it. Cause I was like, I don't really know what it was for. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm like, I don't know what it's for, but I like the message and I like all these women that are like standing with it. And so I stood with it. And then literally that afternoon it was like, it's great, but it's also missing information. I had someone direct message me and I wrote back. I was like, I know. I'm like, Gina just showed this to me and we're going to address it.
Right. Yeah.
So, and one more thing I didn't like about it.
Oh, I know what you're going to say because I was going to say it.
Don't make it about yourself.
Right. Don't like ask that, to be like tagged
that,
back.
Like that makes it even worse.
Don't ask to be tagged back.
Like I was telling Gina, you know, I was receiving, and if one of you did this, I'm not mad at you.
Right.
But I will say like,
Well, it was in the, so there was also a message, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. There was a message that was going on, that people were forwarding DMing.
Yeah, it was the same message.
And it was the same message, but then it was, you know, tag 50 people and then tag me back. And so I think some people were just copying and sending it. Maybe
should
not.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
I have one right here.
Yeah.
Let me read it.
But the whole idea of, again, tag me back.
Well, and it's like,
because what did you say earlier?
They wanted you to tag them.
Well, no, but you said it's like saying, I think you're strong and powerful. Now tell me back.
Yeah. No, it's like you wanted recognition. It's like the person wanting recognition for thinking I want you to recognize publicly that I consider you someone
strong,
that I respect
woman.
And I want, and I'm like standing with you, but I want you to let everyone know that I stand with you. And I was like, what? No.
I know. I didn't forward it to anybody.
All right, here it is.
Is it this one?
Yes. There is a woman empowerment challenge going around on Instagram. Actually, it wasn't a woman empowerment
challenge. No, it wasn't.
So much more than that. I think you are amazing, and I was careful to choose who I think will meet the challenge.
I'm sorry. I didn't even really notice how dumb that is.
Dude, the first time I received this message, I received it from a friend I've had for a long time, and I was like, huh, that's weird. And then I started to see that was the, because I will go through my hidden.
Oh, mine doesn't say that.
No?
No, wait, say that again.
I think you are amazing, and I was careful to choose who I think will meet the challenge. But above all, I chose women I know who share my values and views of the world. You are one of those women. Post a photo in black and white, alone written, challenge accepted, and mention my name. Identify 50 women to do the same in private. I chose you because you're beautiful, strong, incredible. Let's love each other. And I don't know if like she like changed it up a little bit, but I have one right here that is, I swear to God, it's the exact same thing. Look. Okay. Right. Finding it right here. Just about there. All right. Just give me 1 second.
Well, mine says there is a woman empowerment challenge going around on Instagram. You are one of those empowered women. Post a photo in black and white. So it doesn't say that other part.
Here's another one. Everyone's made it a little bit different. This one says, I was careful to choose who I think will meet the challenge. The beginning. That's how this one opens. But above all, who I know who.
Who I know who.
I'm just going to read it how it's written. But above all, who I know who shares this type of thinking among women are women. There are several criticisms. Instead, we should take care of each other. We are beautiful the way we are. Post a photo in black and white alone, written challenge accepted, and mention my name. Identify 10 to 20 women to do the same in private.
Who is changing these things?
I choose you because you're beautiful, strong, and incredible. Let's love each other. Challenge accepted. So it's all a little bit different, but all the same. This one tells you to identify 10 to 20 women to do the same in private.
Yeah, this one said, yeah.
So this one
wants
said
identify
me,
50.
This, but in private? In private. It's like, tag me, but, well, but like call out other people, but in private.
So weird.
It's just, you know, like, cause I, so for instance, the first time I had seen it, Devin tagged me. Mm-hmm. And hers was very simple too. It wasn't like anything like that. And she just tagged me in the post and I didn't get a message from her. And so I was like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, I wonder if this is like a thing. And then I was like, fuck, I was just getting tagged and tagged.
Yeah.
But I hadn't been looking at the messages because these are like DMs. And then I was just, you know, I have a new phone and I was like on my Instagram and like in like the hidden messages. And I was like, oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
And then I almost felt bad because I'm like, I didn't tag any of you.
Right.
And then I just,
it becomes
and then
such
it, but
a
then
weird
it,
thing.
Yeah. And then it kind of like bothered me a little bit, not going to lie, because, and this could be a couple reasons. One, and obviously this is, everyone was getting similar messages. So it's not, this isn't necessarily the case, but the way I felt was like, here's how I think of you. And I'm like, thank you. And then they're like, hey, but name me to your 1.4 million followers and then pick other people, but like tell them in private. You know what I mean? Yes. And so I was like thinking to myself, like, I'm so grateful that like, that I hold that for you. Like, you know, and that you think of me when you think of, you know, wanting to like stand together and, you know, and supporting women. And I love that I would like my name would come to mind for people in being someone who could emanate. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
That
your strength,
but
empowerment.
I'm like, it shouldn't come at a cost.
Right.
You know, it's like you don't do something first. If you do that, but you're wanting something in return, it's not genuine anymore.
Yeah.
Like that's how I am with like my friends. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm never gonna do something for you
expecting something
in return.
Back. Right.
You know?
And I don't think about it that much when they're doing it. I think people just mindlessly send something like that out. And then
that's why I'm saying like I really felt that way, but now seeing that like there's so many of the exact same message, mm-hmm. it just became so automated.
Right.
Which is also, there's just too many people on social media in the world just really got twisted.
And I would understand
not twisted, but
sending
like
the message to 50 people if it was something, you know, about this really yes. important
issue.
The message should say
of these women being killed.
It should be a link.
Right.
The message should have been a link for information about this fucking nightmare that's happening that right. we as women want to join in and bring awareness to.
Right.
And that wasn't that. It's not how it happened.
Nope. Got really diluted.
Yeah, it just got diluted. I mean, still great message. I mean, it wasn't really a message at all. They erased the message. Right. The message was left out. And then all it turned into is like, let's stand together. That's not a message. That's just like a movement, which we just keep doing that.
It's not really a movement if it's on social media.
It's true.
What are we actually doing?
No, that's why
to I help like, the problem.
Dude, that's why
no, I'm just repeating. I'm just repeating.
I'm just a sheep.
Just bad. Repeating what everyone else is saying. But again,
if they
the message is clear. Yes, we do believe in supporting women.
Always.
Women empowerment, but.
Always.
It just got really far away from.
It could have meant so much more if what it was really about was more vocalized right. or like that was being spread around more.
Right. Well, I think now it is.
It is now.
I think enough people were probably who started the whole thing irritated seeing all us idiots.
And like
posting a picture of ourselves.
Oh, great.
Yay. Be strong, guys.
This awesome, we're trying to stand together and then it gets to America and they're
I don't know if that's where it did, but
I'm just guessing.
I know. Me too.
I'm just thinking.
I was going to say that too. But
I mean, there's idiots everywhere.
I have a feeling it probably did.
You know, the only reason I say that is because like a lot of people that I follow that I saw it,
I do. I know what you're saying.
Hey guys, we would love for you, if you have not looked into what this challenge
was that really about.
And it's not even a challenge. If you really think about it, it's like a challenge accepted, but it's like, why?
Yeah.
We're standing for support. You know, it's like awareness.
Right.
Well, it's not hard to take a picture and post it. People do it literally all day.
all the time.
That's
well,
why
I was
actually
gonna go on this thing because there was a. If somebody does want to
get
help,
info, yeah.
Let me see. It says you can donate to a women's shelter in Istanbul. It's at MORCATI_VAKFI. There's another one at small.projects.istanbul. And they help refugee women from Syria and Afghanistan. Or it says you can follow at AU Turkish Cultural Club for updates in English. So I would encourage you to. In fact, I'm going to follow that right now. So I can. I'm like, you guys should follow it.
I guess I should too.
If you want information.
Okay, so guys, what you're going to do.
That's so stupid. Oh my God. It's like as I'm talking, I realize how dumb I am. Okay. So we just wanted to start out with that and discuss that because it's important.
Where do I follow again?
Oh.
I just got it pulled up.
You follow at, you're all I know.
At AU.
AU Turkish Cultural. Wait, hold on. I just got rid of it. I just said it.
It might remember. Pop up. AU Turkish. Oh, first one's Turkish Airlines.
No.
AU Turkish.
Turkish Cultural Club.
Okay, I followed. So, figured it out.
Right.
Have you ever wanted to go to Turkey?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I had.
Istanbul?
Yeah. I had a couple athletes that were from Istanbul that came to my. I did a camp in Dubai.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I actually saw, I haven't traveled that much,
so I haven't been over.
If you're listening to this, I remember you, your face. I'm terrible with names.
She is.
She came to like two events for me. It was awesome. All the way from Turkey.
Aw.
Yeah. They were like, you should come here. And I was like, I would love to.
Is Turkey that far from Dubai?
I mean, I imagine.
I don't know.
I imagine it's at least a plane ride. Dude, I'm terrible with maps. What don't if it ask was me like, about.
I know, we're not good at geography.
I'm bad at lots of stuff. I know, me too. Anything that's not physical. Yesterday, or the other podcast, or the question with Colby was like, no, it was you. It's like, what are you not good at?
Yeah, I did.
And I was like, tennis?
I know.
How about?
Geography.
Geography?
Spelling.
Terrible at spelling. Dude, and you know what's so funny is I think I've tried to tell myself that I was good at it for a long time. Like, I remember when I was in elementary school, they would have, like, the spelling bee, and, like, anyone could do it, and I always did it, and I was always out so quick.
For you, I was going to say.
Like, I never stayed in as long as I thought that I was capable of.
But I love that you had the self-esteem to just keep going.
I did. Every time I was like,
you must have had one of those moms that just told you everything you did was, you did really well at. Because I always joke that that's why Daniel, I've talked about it before, why he thinks he's good at everything.
That's not a joke, though. That's legit. He swims like a dolphin. That boy cannot swim.
He cannot swim.
But he will tell you he swims like a dolphin.
Because that's what my mom said. I was like, man, just think how far I could have gone if I had a mom that was so positive.
You could have gone far. You're going far. Is that because I've
that's because it's I've because come you into believe the role in me.
I believe in you.
You believe in me. That's right. Everyone's like, oh, poor Gina.
You
my mom wasn't that bad. She just was more negative. Gina, I can't believe you're going to go out looking like that. Nobody's going to like you.
Oh my God.
It was if I did something that she didn't like.
You know what's funny?
So it was like there if I wore my hair the way she didn't like.
Dude, my grandma.
It was so
my
gnarly.
Mom's mom, my grandma, was like that with my cousin, but never. And it's she lived with my aunt, my mom's sister, and her daughter. I mean, my whole life. And I remember like getting older, it was like known that like grandma was just mean to Lindsay. And like never mean to anyone else though.
Why?
I have no idea.
It's horrible.
Yeah. she would say shit like that. So you lived that.
Yeah.
You know from personal experience.
I do.
It's just like digs at you.
Digs all the time.
It's like, cause you're like, it's someone who's uncomfortable or ornery and like, just takes it out on the person closest to him. Right. You know?
I know. I don't know. I don't know what it was about. Maybe my grandma did it to her. I don't know.
Could have been.
Yeah. I've probably done it to my kids.
Oh, no. Definitely.
No, I have never said that.
Just kidding. Ruby has way too much confidence to even believe that you ever insulted her.
I think Kylie talks about it one time. She was wearing something really inappropriate.
Kylie?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Maybe high school? And I think I made a comment. She still said, this is terrible of me, by the way. Don't do this. I think I said that, I didn't say she was. I said, you look, this is going to sound so bad.
That's all right. I can tell you something that my mom said to me.
I think I said, you look like a gutter slut. Oh. Or you're dressed like a gutter slut.
I mean, that's the truth though.
It was, but I could have said it in a nicer way, but I think I was trying to get her to change. I don't know. She probably remembers better than me. It's probably ingrained in her brain. I've probably just given her low self-esteem for saying it because she's brought it up a couple times and I'm like,
hey mom, remember when you said,
I mean, you did, you weren't dressed appropriately, you know,
dude, I knew
girls, how guys look at girls dressed like that.
I knew girls in middle school that,
young girls,
I'd
like
see them get to school and they would show up and then they would go in the bathroom.
Oh, and change
their clothes, mm-hmm. do their makeup, pull their tits out and then go to school all day and then would change before they went home. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
You know what they're doing now? Nothing. Well, got lots of kids, not married.
What does that mean?
You know, started having kids in like high school.
Oh,
but like,
they just, you got a lot of kids. They were dressed slutty. So
no,
now
they
you
just,
got a lot of kids, not married.
No, they're
that's
just
how it stopped.
I know. Sorry, guys. I had a lot more thoughts, but we all know that sometimes my thoughts don't come out right. No, they just and you know what? There's a little bit of because they were mean. They were mean girls. They were like the hot, popular mean girls that, you know, You just treat people nice. Treat people nicer. No, but they got exactly what you would have expected. Opened their legs at a very young age.
Well,
was high, you know, already.
I can see you have some resentment, but
not resentment.
I never dressed like that. And I was pregnant right out of high school.
It's not just about the way you dress. They were like mean.
That's what I thought we were talking about.
And they were like, they were some of the kids that were at that age, you know, hiding things from their parents and doing things that.
I was doing that.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I was doing that.
And something changed because somehow you got me.
Oh. Hey, come on. I turned it around way, way before that.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, there were some mean girls, and I do feel good about saying, like, you know, some of them just got what they deserved.
Yeah. Well, the mean part, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Girls are so mean.
What was I going to say? I don't know. You were talking about your mom saying those. You said that thing to Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think my mom would even remember ever saying this to me.
What'd she say?
She knew exactly what to say to get me to change my mind about considering. I'm just gonna say it. I was really thinking about going to the Fire Academy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I was going to school full time, and I wasn't a dance major anymore because I had changed my major because economy was shitty, and I needed to like go to school for something that could like give me a pretty good job. I could like definitely find a job, right? And I was like being a trainer. I was working at Gold's Gym at the time. That didn't last long. I literally worked there for like 3 days and then I quit because it sucked. And I knew a friend of mine, he was a fire marshal, and he was like, you should go to the academy. You know, he's like, you could go through, you're going to like ace all the physical stuff and whatever. And so I was really thinking about it. And my mom knew exactly what to say because she didn't want me to go to the fire academy. I'm her baby.
Right.
Like she stresses out. She told me, I can't remember exactly how she said it, but she told me that I would definitely be more masculine if I went to the fire academy. And you're saying this
just
to someone who
right to dude, your biggest
she,
your
biggest insecurity. She just fucking you're never leaving me. And I was like Mom, I was upset. And then I'm happy I didn't go to the fire academy because I wouldn't be here with you.
I mean, that's true.
So thank you, mother.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Leslie.
Sometimes you say that thing. Sometimes
you gotta say it.
Sometimes mom has to say the stuff that's hard to say.
Or the things that ruin you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. You know, she was also my biggest supporter in how I looked and how I was built. Yes. And that's why it was like, wait, you're using it against me. Wait a second.
Dude, when I had
because she would never be like, you look masculine, but she was basically saying that more
she knew that was
that
what
more
you didn't
people
like.
Would like that would add to what people thought, not what she thought.
No, of course not.
You know,
of course not.
But I forgive her. Now I embrace it. I'm like, fuck. I know. Okay. I get it.
No, you're muscular, not
masculine. And you know what? This just came to my mind. And I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not.
Oh. No?
I mean, I've had a lot of, a good amount of gay men feel sort of confused
really?
From me because they're kind of like attracted to me.
Oh.
But they like men. I'm serious. And I'm like, damn, I definitely got it.
You do got it.
I can steer some of them to want me a little bit. Play both sides.
Right.
You know, kind of.
Like it. Yeah, I think my mom one time, I had this boyfriend, Eric. He was older than me. He was so cute. And I was gonna finally have sex for the first time. And I was supposed to go to my friend's house and he was supposed to spend the night there. And we'd been going out for a while. And I found out that he had had sex with somebody else. So I
dumped him. So we broke up and I was devastated. You know, I thought
Did you say my mom had a boyfriend?
No, I'm
Eric?
Sorry.
That's think, literally what I you think, said.
Okay, that's not what I meant.
And I was like,
I think I started. No,
what?
It's because I have so many thoughts going on in my head. I said, my mom.
Sometimes they
and
don't work out.
And then I said, I know you're right. I know. I was going to start out with saying what my mom said, but then I was prefacing with, I had this boyfriend, Eric. Let's just make that clear. Thank you for
fixing that. Everyone's fixing like, damn, that. Gina. My mom had this boyfriend, Eric. He was older than me.
I was going to have sex with him.
Dude. Fuck, I'm so happy I didn't just let that go. Our listeners would have been like, wait a minute.
I swear I said I had a boyfriend named Eric. Okay, but anyway, if I didn't, okay. So, and I was devastated because, you know, I thought he was the love of my life.
Yeah.
I'm 17. And I remember right after, I was probably crying my eyes out for a month. And I came downstairs and I did something that my mom didn't like. And she said, no wonder Eric dumped you. She didn't say dumped, broke up with you. And I just looked at her like, if you even knew, my mom is such a devout Christian, you know, no sex before marriage. And I just wanted to say, it's because he slept with somebody else, so I didn't sleep with him.
You should have said, it's because he wanted to have sex with me. And I said, no. But now I'm definitely gonna.
And I think that's what exactly happened. I'll show you, mom. Kids are so dumb. I'll show you. I'll have sex with multiple people.
How old were you?
Maybe get an STD and probably get pregnant.
How old were you?
I was 18.
When you first had sex?
Oh, no.
How old were you first had sex?
Almost 18. I was like at the end of my 17th year.
I was like ending my first year of college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
I mean, I grew up Mormon.
Yeah.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I was known in high school.
For being a tease?
A massive tease. I didn't know that. I was just being myself.
I was just being flirtatious.
Yeah, very flirtatious. Didn't know that till I was old, like a little older. And then the boys were like, yeah, man, you.
They just really thought they were going to get some.
I just left everyone with blue balls and I wasn't even trying. Bye. I didn't even know that I was flirting. Was.
It's just a natural.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy flirting. Just a skill.
It's just
trying to sharpen that skill.
Dude, I need to sharpen that skill. I don't know how to flirt to save my life.
Oh my God. But people find all of your... What? Okay, go.
It looks like... What?
They find all of your clumsiness and your...
I wish you guys could see what she just did. That's my flirting.
They find it endearing.
Oh, well, yeah, endearing maybe, but that's not flirting. They're not thinking that's hot.
Dude, I'm just going to tell you. Listen, I know that you got game.
A little bit.
She's got game, okay?
But I don't think it's in the classic sense of game.
The only reason, if you would just accept that you are the hottest 50-year-old woman.
Oh, okay.
If she would, I'm looking at the camera. If she would accept that she does, in fact, that there's a reason why she gets complimented and hit on all the time.
Okay, okay.
And people flirt with her, then she would have game because she'd be like, yeah, I know. But instead she's like, no, not me, Brooke. Oh, you don't need to lump me into that compliment. I know it's just Brooke. You always do
Shut
that shit.
Up.
You
I
do
know. Because it just it blows me away.
It is funny though. When it's like just, people do lump her into like, are you a games athlete?
Yeah, that's always pretty good. Really funny.
She's like, yeah.
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh my God.
Just a training. Eat up. You're killing me right now.
It was literally the first thing that came to mind to describe kind of how we are sometimes.
Well, what's...
You know what I mean? Yes. Like...
just losing our
like,
minds.
Like literally screws going loose.
We'll just be driving in the car and all of a sudden Rick will just make a sound and then I'll make it back and we're just...
That's probably why I was kind of embarrassed to show those videos.
Oh.
Because I was like, wait... You're really going to see who I am.
How weird I am.
How weird me and my friends are. And then realize that this entertained us for like an hour.
I know.
And we would have done it longer, but we needed to go to bed.
I know. No. We need to get over ourselves.
We're so funny.
We're so funny.
We are.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
Yeah, I have a request from all of you. What are your guys' recommendations for, because I don't have laser hair removal. I want to do laser on my armpits. And around in my bikini area, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. My vagina. And, but I haven't done, my sister got it on her legs because she has like dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I would, you know, do that. But, man.
For what? For laser?
No, I mean, I just don't have laser. So I was going to want some recommendations for maybe your favorite, like your... The steps you take in like shaving your legs, you find you have like the best results. This, it feels the smoothest. This razor is so great, and I never get razor burn ever. Or if you're like, nah, Brooke, you just definitely need to invest in laser. Don't you have? But with a laser, because I have light hair, it's like not as
effective,
right?
It could, right? But it doesn't mean it won't work at all.
Okay,
it just means that you might have to. Do it a little bit more.
Okay.
Might not get the same results that somebody like me that's butt white and dark hair would get right off the bat. But, well, you had your hoo-hoo lasered once.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you need to do it a bunch of times.
Yeah, I mean, I got it a long time ago and it was okay for a while. And then it slowly was coming in.
Well, yeah, because you...
I mean, I definitely couldn't.
You need more than
I couldn't
one.
Go full on 70s anymore because I got lasered once. You know,
right?
Not took that ability away.
I know. Well, I still need to go back and do a touch up, but it's amazing because I feel like that's where I get the most razor burn or wood
right?
is
yeah,
like
irritated.
In the crease of between what
yeah,
were we
irritated.
Calling it.
Oh, your
your hip crease.
It's where your
hip,
thigh.
Your thigh, your inner thigh meets
your
labia. Yeah. But no, that's where I would usually get more of them because it's a rubbing.
Yeah. For me, I find
I really
that
get on my
if
legs.
It's like, if I'm working
my
out
armpits.
A ton or riding my bike a lot, so there's a lot of friction right there. And sweat.
Mm-hmm.
My armpits, I don't get like razor burn, but they will get, they just
well, you
like,
need to get it because
sensitive.
You have. You're so
and
developed.
Yeah.
Your muscles are so developed that you have that little cavern in there where you can't get your
I
razor
cultivate
in there.
Hair in there.
You do. She'll have everything shaved and then there's this
and then
little
I'll, like,
hole.
I'll pull.
And there's big
like,
long
where
hairs
like,
coming
where
out.
Your pec's at, where your pec connects to your shoulder.
It's
I
like
almost
a cavern.
Like, yeah. I like pull it forward and I'm like, I look, try and look down in there and there'll be like four or five
hairs.
Just pretty long ones. The first time I noticed it, I didn't notice it. My sister did. And it was because, I mean, this probably happened before my neck surgery. But when I had my spine surgery and I couldn't move my head for 8 weeks, I'd have to shave my armpits by looking in the mirror. Because
oh,
I
yeah.
couldn't, like, look down. And and I was at the beach house with my mom and my sister. And we're sitting on the beach. And I, like, put my arm up. And my sister looks at me and she goes, she just starts laughing. She's like, oh my gosh. She just dies. She's like, look at the hair in your, and there was like five like five long Super hairs long, that yeah. I couldn't see, because not only could I for so long not move my head, but I had lost so much range of motion that even if I tried to look down, I really couldn't see in there.
There's worse things. At least it's blonde.
And this has happened more than once with Lacey, which is honestly now I just enjoy it because I love to see her laugh.
You just grow it out on purpose.
Yeah.
Hey. You know you're going to be around her.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Did you have anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. We're going to make this a short one because Eric's got to go.
Yep.
I was just looking at the time. All right, guys. Well, hopefully, again, go check out the Instagram handles that we gave you for
and
the Turkish women.
And if some of you, a lot of you maybe have already heard about this by now. And so and then we're just, you know, happy that we are all trying to
just
for
those
bring
of you
the correct
still didn't know.
Bring the correct awareness to it. It's not a bad thing. What the message was is still great. It just left out something that has a greater meaning. So right.
And I think it's interesting too. I think that you have to be very careful. I saw a few people kind of shaming other people for having done it. Don't do that.
That doesn't solve anything.
Nobody's doing it. Nobody reposted that thinking, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
I will take away
will
the message
and I will benefit from this.
I will get so many likes. No, I think don't shame people for that. But it is a good lesson to learn. It was for me.
Yeah. Same here.
Because
literally
Miriam,
everything we need to look into before
right.
we just jump into right. it. Even if we think it's a good thing, it might have a deeper meaning
right.
that we don't know.
And that's what I love that Miriam did that. Cause she goes, I was nominated and she did something in her post. I was nominated. I didn't know what the fuck this was or something like that.
She would say that.
Something like that. Anyway. And when she looked into it, you know, she saw where it had originated.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage us all, myself included, to do that next time.
Yeah. And since it is about empowering women, don't shame women.
Yeah. It's not, nobody was doing anything bad.
No. So it's like, you have to allow people to, it's okay to learn.
Yeah.
You know, if like we learned, we learned because
somebody posted something.
Someone helped give more information.
Yeah, what this is really about.
And we also learned that because of that, when things come up, it's important for us to really look into it a bit more before we just jump into it. Which
Absolutely.
Is a great lesson for
just to make sure
almost
the correct
everything.
Message is out there. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Remember to
don't forget.
We're so dumb. Remember to rate, review, subscribe,
five-star
rating, five-star
warning,
and we'll talk to you
next week.
Next week.
Bye.
You got shrimpin'.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.